better listen and answer. Question of Sanyasi Thakur. What is Vastu? What is Vastu? What is written? Immediate book. Book. Then no book. You too.
Paramahansa Babaji said, the word Vastu is derived from the Sanskrit verbal root Vas, which means to sit or to dwell. The verbal root becomes a noun when the suffix tu is added. Therefore, Vastu means that which has existence or which is self-evident.
Like with example, this is really a Vastu. Oh, this is also a Vastu because it exists. But what is it? Avastu. And Krishna and soul is Vastu. So, Maya, man and all these things. And he sees Vastu. He will speak like one person.
There are two types of Vastu, Vastava and Avastava. The term truly abiding substance, Vastava Vastu, refers to that which is grounded in transcendence. Temporary objects, Avastava Vastu, are Dravya, valid objects, Guna, qualities, and so on.
What is that? Oh, this is Dravya. And he's speaking. Oh, and he's taking form. My nature is like that. These are good qualities, bad or good. But these are mental, not so all this whose existence and not transcendental are forever. The existence is there, but changing in a moment. How about this body? We took birth. And in a moment and moment it must change, but we cannot realize it. But it is changing. So it is about. The Vastu which is not changing, even in thousands and thousands, millions of years. No change. Atma has no
eternal.
Oh, Supreme Lord has no change. There is something which is not change.
But eternality.
What? If anyone see Krishna, he will see that, oh, I have never seen Krishna before. So how big to be? I have never seen. Especially Radhika will see Krishna. Who is he? Lalita said, oh, you don't know, you are coming from the lap of that great person. Then, tricky person. What? Never? How beautiful? One, Padma, you know, the sati of Chandravali. She came and glorifying Chandravali. Oh, my sati is so fun. Today, he saw the beauty of whole form of Krishna,
top to bottom.
Then Lalita told, I am very short. My sati is not possible. Because if she sees Krishna nose, she cannot
move her side
from it. It is a stick or fixing. My sati has never seen Krishna fully. Never. Then what became?
What became after?
This is most glorious. So, everything changing in this world, these are unreal and momentary, but for the jagat. Because coming from Maya, what is Maya? Yog Maya is real. He has two actors. Yogmaya and
Mahamaya.
This world done by Yogmaya, when she does this world, not herself, with Mahamaya. She shadow does all. And what personally she does? So Vrindavan alone. So Vastu. Paramatma. What? Most? Vastu Vastu ka astitva keval pratit hota hai.
From Srimad Bhagavatam book?
No. Before that.
Oh, okay. Unreal.
Real objects have eternal existence. Unreal objects only have a semblance of existence, which is sometimes real and sometimes unreal.
What is understood? It can go. But real thing, they will move
everywhere.
Are you kissing a bull again?
Real objects have eternal existence. Unreal objects only have a semblance of existence.
What is the meaning?
Which is sometimes real and sometimes unreal. Here,
try to hear very carefully. Very careful. Not so hard subject. Very easy. But hard for whom?
Will not concentrate their mind.
Here, Bhavati Maharaj is making a very clear distinction between the characteristics of the transcendental substance and the mundane substance. Whatever we see in this material world, for example, this novel is told about this body. When we are living, the soul is in the body, it appears to be real. But actually, it is not. Because if we cut a finger or a toe from our body, then what happens? There is no life in that. And similarly, the time of death, when the soul leaves the body, even if the whole organ and everything is there, it is not working at all. So, as long as the soul was there, it appeared that it was real or it was living, but it was not. So all these examples in the material world of such substances, they appear to be real, but they are not. Whereas in the transcendental realm, everything is real.
Why do you say sometimes it's real? He read that it's sometimes real and sometimes not.
It seems, not real. It seems that it is real, but not. You can understand by Srimad Bhagavatam.
The translation.
Yes. That Vedyam Dharma Prajyata Kaitavo Astra Paramo Nirmastarana Vedyam Bhattam Bhattu Shivadam Tatrayon Srimad Bhagavatam
Bhagavate Mahamani Vite Srimad Sattu Hitta Varuddhati.
Transcendental Vastu is one, without sex. What is that? Krishna. Oh, we are seeing so many? Oh, from Krishna. By this expansion of his Yogmaya, the expansion of Krishna or his son. Ram missing what they are, that not different from same thing. This is expansion as Pratap.
Manifested.
Also this world manifested. Without Krishna, nothing is there. So there is one thing without sex. Padvaya Jnana Parasattva. And everything what we read, what we see, only expansion of his shakti, power, or his bodily manifestation. And that is Sivadam, Mangal Jana, auspice, very auspice. So Krishna is Paramatma, Mandal. After that, Bhagavan is Matra Bhatta Vastu. Go on, read it.
Shri Bhagavan is the only real entity, Vastava Vastu. The living entity, Jiva, is a distinct
or individual part of that entity, while Maya, the potency that produces illusion, is the energy of that entity.
So, again, Jiva is Vastu Kapisa.
The living entity, Jiva, is a distinct or individual part of that entity,
and Maya
is the energy of the entity.
That I have explained before. So, go on.
Therefore, the word Vastu refers to three fundamental principles: Bhagavan, the Jiva, and Maya. Knowledge of the mutual relationship between these three principles is known as pure knowledge, Sudhyan. There are innumerable apparent representations of these three principles, and they are all regarded as avastava vastu, unreal substances.
What do you want?
Well, that's a little confusing here. When it says there are innumerable representations of the three principles, the mixing of the three principles?
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Well, it's clear from this that the...
Yo, Ashtamara.
So, Vastava Vastu, this Krishna is the Vyantra Sattva,
the Jiva, and Maya. This is Vastava Vastu. And Avastava Vastu are those substances which are emanating from these three. For instance, you gave the example of this microphone stand, mic stand. This is emanating from Maya. So this is Avastava Vastu. So there are innumerable objects in this world which are Avastava Vastu. The walls, the lights, so many things, they're all emanating from Maya. Maya is Avastava Vastu, and all the emanations are Avastava Vastu.
But why do we see like that? Different things.
Due to illusion, due to the influence of the material energy, then we're seeing
that. You can define that the Mahasattva, first covering of me. And then it becomes three kinds of Anka, Sattvic, Rajasic, and
Tamasic.
And from then it comes Buddhi. And from that comes mind. Thinking what is bad, what is good, this, that. And by that, five elements. Pancha Tattva.
That's what the fire is.
All this comes. Personally, from that. And this is matter.
So we can see so many things.
But really, nothing. Only by Maya. What we can see by these material eyes, all are avastava. And what we can see by our soul, that is what. When we will see, when anas will go, and love will come, real pain, and after that, you can see. In the stage of rati, or how you can somewhat have idea. But you cannot see. But when prem will come, then you can decide. Avastu Vastu will be seen, and you can start by your transcendent of form.
With these eyes, we cannot see.
No, never.
The murti of
prem. Never. Never. In certain case, a special case like Dhruva. But it was a not he saw one for a moment, and then he told us, you can now you should go on. Need like, have you read? He was practicing and practicing. And when it says him that, he cannot live without Krishna. And then for a moment, Krishna appears, or Narayan appears. Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, the Bhagavate Vasudeva came for him. And he saw. In a moment. And he disappeared. Then now began to wait eternally. As your fire of this through came, even mercifully, I get certain one little increase in your eagerness. Go on doing in whole yearness, you should go, chant my name and sing. Evam pratashva priya nama kritya jata anurāra kritya prasam tato rota kiro gāya kutinu mābhiya. Always mad, sometimes cold, piercing, very important, you should go. And when a time will come, I will go away, your this body, physical will go away, and come to them of morning, autumn. When death came, he put his feet on the head of death, and some student of form came and so try to wait until that stage. You may see. Now what he was in Thakurji, this is Arup Siddhartha, Arup Thakurji. We can say, he is Thakurji. He can fulfill all that. But it may be that in this. And sometimes you can regret this idea and you can give up all this. So, you should wait for that thing. So these are all, so many things we are seeing. But what is it? Avastava. Because the reality, it has no existence. But he has, Maya has, and Krishna. These, because coming from Krishna, but not coming from really Krishna. Coming from Krishna with Tathasakti.
Marginal potency.
Marginal potency, always. You are also have Mr. Krishna Da, but always remember Tatastha Sakti
Prasad. This day Sakti
will not come from
direct from Krishna.
He will tell further. Go on, further.
The classification of phenomena into various categories, such as dravya, object, and guna qualities, which is undertaken by the Vaisheshika school of philosophy, is merely a deliberation on the nature of avastava-vastu, temporary objects. The special characteristics, vishesha gun, of any truly abiding substance is its factual nature.
What is that? He is also partitional,
infinitesimal,
infinitesimal
part of Krishna. No? So both nature, transcendental nature to be one, and that is love. No? Love. Krishna love is
in
full. Okay. And Krishna jiva
infinitesimal.
But he
connected.
Being a personal being, he will have the shelter of Krishna. His love and affection will be endless.
Infinite.
Yes.
Well,
the jiva is a real entity, and his eternal characteristic quality is his love nature. That is love. But love for Krishna. For his soul. To whom he is for. So love to see him. So this love is eternal reason of whole universe, of whole us, whether they are liberated or unliberated. Go on.
Sannyasi Maharaj said, Prabhu, I want to understand this topic very clearly.
Very humbly he showed. Prabhu, I want to know all this. Know means, I want to realize something. I'm not satisfied by this subject, but really I want to be satisfied. You should know that. Any example for eternal existence, oh, it is not fully
possible to explain.
Only some will come to it. Krishna is beautiful. Krishna is really black, like cloud, like Kamal tree. Any example will say totally like that. So these examples are given for something, some power.
You have an idea.
There is nothing like Krishna. There is nothing like jiva jayanti. But we will give some example. Why? To make some understanding. Like, oh, can you tell where is moon? Oh, on the branch you should see. He is not on branch. And this is called Saka
Chandra Man.
In English, then?
Logic.
This is logic.
France no logic.
So you have to try to. By doing bhajan, Hare Krishna, daily. Oh, in process. Hearing Hare Krishna, in process. With very strong belief, if you do bhajan. According to bhajan, oh, you can realize all this. Otherwise, by logic cannot satisfy. One logic will come and cut all the arguments, and again one logic will come and cut all the arguments. So, by logic. Tarke koi prasistha, no existence of. Then it begins. Go on.
Babaji Mahashaya replied, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was an object of the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, showed me a manuscript that he had written with his own hand. Srimad Mahaprabhu has instructed it on this subject in the book named Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 108, as follows. Jidara Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityada, Krishnara Tathas Vashati, Veda Abhay Prakash. The constitutional nature of the jiva is to be an eternal servant of Sri Krishna. He is the marginal potency of Krishna and is a manifestation simultaneously one with him and different from him. Krishna bhuite jiva anadi bahubhu ata eva maya atare deya samsara dukha. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 21:17. The jiva, who has forgotten Krishna, has been preoccupied with the external potency, its time without beginning. Consequently, Krishna's illusory potency, maya, gives him misery in the form of material existence.
Can you explain? Krishna bhuli sei ji, anadi bhuli. So this is very clear. Oh, you should not go.
There's no other
point?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sri Sanatana Goswami about the nature of the jeev. Say jeev, that jeev that has forgotten Krishna since the beginning of time, since the time immemorial, anadir bhajamukh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained to Sanatana Goswami that there are two kinds of jeevas. The unmukha jiva, who is eternally engaged in his service in the spiritual world, and the conditioned bhajamukha jiva, who has turned his face against the Lord, who is different from that eternally liberated soul. That means that jiva who has never been in the spiritual world, but who is a product of the Vitasa Shakti, who has emanated from there, and when given the choice by Lord Mahavishnu, has become attracted to the material nature, say jeev, only that jeev, being attracted by the illusory energy, is therefore being given all kinds of misery in the form of existence by that illusory energy.
Why it has been told that Krishna Bhuti? Why it told? Can you explain something? Krishna Bhuti? It means that sometimes he wants you to remember and serve in Krishna. But after some time,
he forgot. So one may say that is Krishna Bhuti Seji Vanani Bhani.
But Maniji has never written like that it has come from Guru. Never it has come.
So to understand this point, then if we look at the previous verse, Jivarasa Rupa Vai Krishna Vichadara, Krishna Vichadara Shakti Breda 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 Prakash, that the Lord, He has His Antaranga Shakti, Bhagavata Shakti and also Atatta Shakti. Those are the entities who are eternal emanation from the Lord's spiritual energy, the Antaranga Shakti. They are emanation from Lord Balade. And in the material world, from Bhagavata Shakti, you have the material element, which is in the material world. But the jiva is spiritual. But that doesn't mean that the jiva is emanating from Antaranga Shakti. In the second line, it's been explained, Krishnara Tathasa Shakti, that the jiva is emanating from this region, the Tathasa Shakti. So the jiva has never been in the spiritual world. The jiva is not coming from that Antaranga Shakti, where one would say that once the jiva was with Krishna and then the jiva forgot. No. But the jiva is emanating from this Tathasa Shakti and emanating from Mahavishnu.
Why? If we can tell that jiva was in Guru, and then from there he made some mistake and he came from there. What happened?
Because it's explained in Bhagavad Gita. Janma kama tumeti jam eva yo vichita pataha chakva deha asana janma naiti mangeti so. That one who understands the transcendental nature of the law of birth and activity, that such a person never comes back into this material world. So in the spiritual world, there is Swarupa Shakti. There is no influence of Maya Shakti. Not only what to speak of the spirit world, but just in the divine mind, this Virajavipa, Maya Shakti, Maya Devi, she cannot go to that vision. What to speak of going to Vaikuntha. So there's no question of ignorance in the spirit world. So there are jivas, they're imbued with this Swarupa Shakti, and there's no question of them forgetting their relationship or falling into this material world. Even it's stated that they're not even aware of this material world.
Excellent. Yes. गोलोक से तो गिरा नहीं गिरा फिर इसी बात
consideration